I thought the intensity was good. These guys compete every day. Like I said, over the past week there, we've thrown a lot at them. And so today was another example of that, you know, all the different situations we work today and things like that. But the guys are competing and they're practicing with good intensity.
You had mentioned going away for the weekend and looking at the tape and evaluating last week. What did you guys see when you got together?
We just regrouped and we felt like we could stay on the same installation schedule that we had planned for going into the spring. So we felt like the guys were picking it up pretty well, especially the veteran players, and that the rookies were going to have to catch up, which is really the case, you know, probably all over the NFL. So, you know, we feel like we're on the right track, and you know, that's why we decided to stick with the plan of where we're at today.
The last 2 years, penalties have been a problem for the team, and I understand that this is a new team, but how do you balance in working with your team and stopping those kind of dumb penalties, but at the same time not making the team
Well, again, I think you have to, when you're talking to the team, you have to make them or communicate to them the importance of being a disciplined football team. So, you know, for instance, line of scrimmage penalties, you know, we can't tolerate those. You know, false starts, aligning incorrectly, you know, defensive offsides, things like that. We can't tolerate those. And then what we'll start to do here, I think next week, is we'll bring officials in to referee these practices. And, you know, then that'll be something that shows more emphasis on playing smart and playing discipline. And, you know, so far what I've seen is the guys are understanding how we want to play and trying to stay away from those things. You know, nothing's perfect, but it looks like they're trying to play disciplined football.
Do you have different goals or milestones set, like after week one you wanted, you know, whatever, this to be done, and now two of OTAs and other certain things before you get to, like,
Right. We have a installation schedule. So week one was basically first and second down, and then this week is different situations, including first and second down. So third down, being backed up, red area, we'll work different protections now, five-man protections against all the different blitzes that our defense will throw at the offense. So, and then the following week, you know, next week, we'll get more into red area and two-minute and four-minute offense. And then in the mandatory camp at the end there, the third week of June, we'll try to put it all together. But, yeah, we try to stay on an installation schedule based on field position or situational football or whatever it might be. So there's kind of a theme to every single day.
Bill, after Arian, you guys have some experience at running back. How do you feel about your depth of that position and just your overall core group of running backs?
Feel good about those guys. They're practicing hard. I feel that the guys are picking up the system, and you know, they're doing what we're asking them to do.
Well, have ever any of the undrafted guys that maybe didn't know a lot about when they came here that have kind of stood out to you?
I wouldn't say one guy stood out over another. You know, I think that's a very important part of the process, though. I do believe what it looks like to me with that group of guys that were undrafted, that we've brought in a group of guys that are. That have decent skill sets. They seem to be good teammates. They seem to be hard workers. And again, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's what matters is what you do when you get here. And I think those guys all have an opportunity just like every other rookie on this team.
When you're looking at your wide receiver position, obviously, you know, the discussion coming out of voluntary minicamp was a slot wide receiver. Are you actually looking for a slot wide receiver, or are you looking for a receiver that can play inside and out?
Well, you know, one of the things that you try to do is have guys that can play multiple roles. But in that position, you're looking for more of an inside guy, and that's where most of his value to the offense is. But he can also do some things on the outside. So I think, you know, we've got some guys there. I'm not going to get into individual names, but some guys that have practiced in the slot that are doing a decent job, and they're also guys that can do some things on the outside. So to me, that position's coming along pretty well.